Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto celle de Roma.
Welcome to another episode of Italian American Life with Frankie D, the very first Italian American podcast from 2013. I am your very proud host, Frankie D. And all our episodes can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com. Today, my guests are Fast Track Italian Citizenship. They offer expert guidance to achieve the dream of Italian citizenship. And I would like to introduce Susanna Viola, who is a graduate of University of Padua, speaks fluent English and French. Elena Martinoli, who is a graduate of the University of Venice and speaks fluent English, French, and Russian, and Alessia Angelini, who is a graduate of the University of Venice and speaks fluent English, French, and German. You got them all covered, basically. Ladies, welcome back to the show. This is the second time, and for a very good reason. The Italian citizenship laws for foreigners have changed drastically, so we're here to learn about all that. So, if we could start out with someone explaining what decree law is.
Yeah, of course. So on March 28, 2025, a new law decree law was published. The decree law, this is a common misconception, is that the decree law is just a regular law. But basically, this is not true. The decree law is what was published just now by the government, and it is a special legal measure that can be used by the Italian government only in cases of emergency. And the decree has immediate effect, which is the special thing about the decree. The immediate effects start right from the moment it is published, and then the decree needs to be approved and discussed by the parliament within 60 days. So there is a 60 days period of time where this decree can be changed, can be modified, can be approved, or can also be cancelled, hypothetically. And so the decree is something provisional within a 60 days period, and it is not just a regular law from the state. Okay, this was a little bit technical, but it was worth.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. Okay. How does that, so this decree law was released on March 28, 2025. How does that affect Italian citizenship?
Frankie, basically in the last 10 years, there's been a very huge rise in the number of people applying for Italian citizenship by descent. Actually, particularly, there was a kind of a wave coming from South America, okay, with respect to the North, but really a lot of people applying. Many people were simply trying to reconnect with their roots by obtaining Italian citizenship through their ancestors, like great-grandparents or even great-great-grandparents in most cases. The important thing is that this huge demand for citizenship appointments and applications and also, you know, paperwork to be processed has overwhelmed the Italian government system. So right now, the government offices like consulates and also courts were not prepared to handle this volume of applications. And as a result, the waiting time have increased, and also the offices are very backed up, and the process became more and more complex and slow. So as a response to this situation, the Italian government is now releasing this decree and working on revising the requirements and also the procedures so that to make, let's say, the system more efficient and sustainable, hopefully moving forward. Okay. So yes, this is the reason for this decree. Basically, this decree law marks a significant shift in the approach that Italy had to Italian citizenship by descent, and also introduces stricter eligibility criteria and potentially a centralized processing system and office.
May I ask, okay, so when someone in the past wanted to become an Italian citizen, does Italy make money off of that citizenship? Like, do they charge that it's going to the government for all this processing, for all this work?
Well, there is a fee. There has always been a fee for the application. Also, in October, the fee was a little bit increased, but always with the aim of covering the processing of such a huge number of applications. This is
How
the
much was
reason.
the fee, more or less? How much was the fee?
For the application at the consulate, it was around 300 euros, and right now it's around 600 euros per applicant.
Because I mean, that makes sense. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of, nobody wants to lose money. You're not in business to lose money. So, were people getting these? Or searching for the citizenship, do you feel like, because if you got the Italian citizenship with a European Union, did that mean now if I possess that passport, I can travel in Europe? I don't need visas. I don't need anything. I can just go from one country to the next.
Yes, of course. This is one of the main benefits of Italian citizenship. So it is really a passport to Italy and a passport to the whole European Union without the need to obtain a visa every time you travel there. Of course, you're free to stay there, live there full time. And yeah, so it is quite an advantage, I would say.
So if it never would have been created a European Union, and it would have been back like when we had Lira, right? So I don't know, 1995, I'm not even sure. The end, late 90s, I know, because when I was in Italy in 98, it was Lira. Right. Okay. So if it never would have been formed, do you think less people would have been applying to become Italian citizens?
Probably, but we still think that there was such a huge wave of immigration back at the beginning of the last century that I think people would still feel very much connected to Italy, and also probably Italy is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. So I don't know, probably there would be less demand if there was not like a European Union, but I don't know how much less of it there
Yeah,
would
no,
be.
that's hard to answer, but I really feel there would be a little less. I think a lot, I think
Maybe.
some of these
Maybe.
people are just want that freedom to go throughout Europe. So,
Yeah.
okay, what are the major changes for Italian citizenship applications?
So the new decree introduces some important changes to the original law 1992. It adds basically a provision to the law, which is the Article 3 bis, which outlines new criteria for individuals born abroad with foreign citizenship. For example, before the decree, anyone with an Italian ancestor who was alive after March 1961, which is 1861, sorry, which is when the Kingdom of Italy was created, could apply for citizenship. Now, with the decree, there's a generation limit. And so individuals will now be recognized only if they have an Italian parent or grandparent who was born in Italy, or if they have an Italian parent who lived in Italy for at least 2 consecutive years prior to their birth or adoption. Yeah, so the main important change is this generation limit. But also there's an impact on descendants. Because, for example, if you are eligible to apply, but your children or grandchildren exceed the generation limit, they may not be eligible. For example, if you apply through your grandparent, for your child, this would be his great grandparent. So, yeah, this is another important aspect of the decree that we still do not know
if it will be in the decree, because it is still provisional, so there may be some changes. Also, I would mention that, contrary to some online rumors, no Italian language is required for citizenship by descent, and you are not required to be physically present in Italy during the application.
Okay, very important question. These, I'm assuming, thousands of people that have their application sitting on a desk in Rome, are they still eligible even though the law has changed now? So if I got the application in prior to the law changing and I'm going through my great great grandmother, are they still eligible?
So the cut-off date should be March 28, 2025. So if you filed your application at court or if you file your application with the Italian consulate abroad before that date, you should be considered eligible with the previous rules.
Okay, that's good because I'm sure that would affect a lot of people. And I'm sure these people have gone through lots of work, spent lots of money, lots of time. And then to think like, okay, I'm out, if that's a big waste. So, I mean, that's good. I would feel bad for people that have been waiting for 2 years and would not be eligible. So that's good to know. Are there new implications for achieving citizenship through a spouse? Lover,
So,
I'm sorry. A spouse. We won't assume it's a lover. Sorry, just trying to be funny.
in the decree, there is no mention regarding the citizenship by marriage applications.
Okay, reason being is because if you recall from the last time we had this wonderful interview, and it's a pleasure to interview you. I really enjoy it. And you're very knowledgeable and you're there in Italy. So thank you. I am the spouse and or lover of an Italian citizen. Just trying to be funny again. And someone told me like 2 days ago, oh, if you want to get to citizenship now through your spouse, you have to live in Italy for 2 years. Which obviously changes it incredibly because prior to that, I just had to get the marriage certificate, do a criminal background, pass a language test, I believe at a B1 level, and that was it. Did you hear anything about that part of it, that now through a spouse you would have to live in the country for 2 years?
This is a proposal. As far as we know, this is kind of a proposal that the government has on the table, but it should not be effective as of today with this new decree.
Okay, well, that's good to know because that changes everything for me because now, and then the funny part of that aspect is if we were to live in Italy for 2 years, my wife would have to come back to America because otherwise she would probably lose her permanent resident status, I believe, here in the United States.
Oh,
So,
okay. So
yeah,
if you
I think she could not, I don't think she, if she went to Italy for 2 solid years, I think she could possibly lose her status here as a permanent resident.
I
So, I
see.
mean, she could take a trip back, you know, I mean, that's not a problem, but okay, I'm glad you cleared that up. What opportunities do US citizens have to claim Italian citizenship besides citizenship by descent?
So, beside the citizenship by descent, there are two main ways of obtaining Italian citizenship, which are still fully valid. Of course, the first one is by residency. Basically, you have to move to Italy for some time, like 10, 5, or 3 years, if you have direct descent, like a parent or grandparent born in Italy. Or you can obtain citizenship by marriage, as we just said, if you're married to an Italian citizen and you are willing to learn the language. Well, Actually, you should learn the language for both cases because in both cases you will need to take an Italian language test.
Okay. What about I'm American, I have no Italian blood in me, I love Italy, and I would like to do this. Is that possible? To live in Italy, to try to get citizenship in Italy, is that possible?
Yes, it is possible. You would qualify for citizenship by residency after 10 years because you are not an EU citizen. So after 10 years, you can apply for citizenship by residency and naturalization
And you would
with the.
probably need a type of visa to be able to
Yeah.
stay. So either
Yes.
a work visa, or what about a retired person that just wants to, this is where I want to spend the rest of my life in Italy because it's so beautiful.
Yeah, so there is a special visa which is called elective residency visa. And this visa is great for all people who can rely on income that is passive, so not related to work. So if you are retired, let's say, or if you have investments and you can rely on these as, regular streams of income. You cannot work while being in Italy, but you can get a visa to stay in Italy, based on your passive income. And this is a great option.
Okay. So fast track Italian citizenship with the Vespa logo. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. What can fast track Italian citizenship do to assist people seeking Italian citizenship?
So, according to our opinion, if you are in the process of applying for citizenship or if you are considering the option, this is really a crucial moment to seek legal guidance, especially if your eligibility could be impacted by these changes of the decree. We suggest you at Fast Track Italian Citizenship, we offer a free eligibility assessment and we can provide a tailored service for your need. And so it is really essentially important to stay informed and also explore alternative path for also keep a connection to Italy. And so you can reach out. We are citizenship expert, and so yeah, we would be glad to assess all the new cases.
So I did see on the website this eligibility test. So anybody could go on your website, press the button, and take this test, correct?
Absolutely,
That's a
yes.
very good idea for someone. They have nothing to lose. How long would the test take? Maybe 10 minutes?
2 minutes,
Oh,
Seamus.
2 minutes. Okay.
Really fast.
Okay. But my question is, if I've never done anything and I am a descendant of a great grandparent, there's no point in even trying this now. It's the laws have changed, correct?
Not really. Actually, we are citizenship experts, so maybe we can find a path for you that you do not evaluate or that you cannot see right now, because this is not only about great grandparents.
Okay, so in other words, anybody that wants this, go on the website, fill out the eligibility, and we'll see. There could be a loophole, there could be something.
Yeah, why not giving a try?
Very true. Yes.
Of course, also considering that the decree is provisional, you can just have your case assessed by us and then know if you would qualify or not. It's just free of charge. So, yeah, a great opportunity to see and have a little bit more of information.
Okay, something else I was thinking about. So this new law, March 28, 2025. Is there any idea to know how long that will last? Is it a matter of who's in power politically and the way they view things? So I mean, I don't know the terms of the years that those in power are in. So like let's say, it's a 4-year term and they're into 2 years. 2 years later they lose and now you get somebody else. Could the law change that quickly?
The law is permanent as soon as it is approved. Of course, it can be challenged, and we think it will be challenged at some point by lawyers. But of course, with the new government, it could be that the new government will be, changing the rules again, but we just cannot foresee the course of the events right now. Of course, there is a very high political interest in this change of the law, but we just cannot, foresee anything for the future. It is very complicated to speculate about that right now.
Okay, I was just curious about that. Is there any kind of an idea of numbers to this point of how many people receive this Italian citizenship as a second citizenship, foreign people? Like, I mean, are we talking about millions of people?
They were talking about 80 million people that could put that if there was no generational limit. They speculate about something around 80 million people being eligible for Italian citizenship, which is greater than the number of current Italian citizens. So it is.
It's amazing that way that what Italy, the offspring, have gone out all over the world, and there's just so many numbers. However, now with that change, I would think that would significantly lower
Drop.
the amount of eligible people throughout the world.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's a shame. You feel bad for those that don't qualify now, but like you said, go on the website, you have nothing to lose, take an eligibility test. It is possible. It is possible. So we spoke of the website. Can you please tell us the name of the website? How do I find this website?
So our website is fasttrackitaliancitizenship.com, and you can also reach out via email at ciao@fasttrackitaliancitizenship.com. Just remember one T between fast and track.
For the email, it's one T. For the website, it's two.
No, it's
Oh,
always
it's
just
always one?
one. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. And
Yeah.
you can also, people like me, dummies, I just Google Fast Track Italian Citizenship and it'll come up. Are you on social medias as well? We could follow you. We could send you a message.
Of course, yeah. We are on Facebook and Instagram, also TikTok and LinkedIn, of course.
It's all under Fast Track Italian Citizenship. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Any other things you would like to add before we close?
Well, if you want to stay up to date with this decree law and everything that comes from it, just write us. We are ready to provide full updates.
And also, we will try to keep the social media updated at all times. So that would be a great idea to follow us there.
And I definitely advise everyone, like I said, go on the website, fill out the 2-minute eligibility test, and then see what happens. You have nothing to lose by it. So, well, ladies, thank you so much for the interview. It was a pleasure, and keep up the great work.
Thank you,
Thank
Frank.
you.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Frank.
Francine.